The Wisconsin Broadcasters Association Small Market Station of the Year, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Let's bring in Kurt Gruenwald right now, going to talk a little Beaver Dam youth football. Good morning, Kurt. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great, Wade.
Good. Hey, youth, you know, it's amazing. You know, we talk about this. We're almost out of the month of June here as we're heading towards the home stretch of June. It seems like football's not that far away, is it?
No, it really isn't. In fact, there's lots of football activities going on already. I know at the high school level, they're busy in their strength and conditioning programs. I believe there's some opportunities for some 7-on-7 things going on. So, no, football, you know, the Pack has just had a camp, and the Badgers keep recruiting like crazy. So, yeah, it's there.
Now, Beaver Dam youth football as well, it's kind of an important time right now as you start getting things, you know, the T's crossed and the I's dotted for the fall season here. Just, I guess, first tell us a little bit about Beaver Dam youth football before we talk about what people need to know.
Well, Beaver Dam youth football has been around about 25 years now. Coach Furtick was a head coach back then, and he saw a need to expand. Coach McDonald had started a Saturday morning flag program, and Coach Furtick and the staff kind of saw the need to expand our youth program. So he's the one who was responsible for getting it going. Several of the guys who were on staff, and including myself at the time, started forming that Beaver Dam youth football organization back then.
Yeah, so football is going on, and right now is kind of the time where you're getting ready. It's a pretty fun and worthwhile opportunity for children to take part. But what do they need to know right now as you get ready for the season? Because I know there's been a few changes here for the 2024 campaign.
Well, first off, our registration is open. Okay, it's been open since June 10th, and those that want to register for our league, we have a 3-4 flag league. Okay, that's all internal. We just, you know, play with the kids here that sign up for our program. And that takes place on Wednesdays and Wednesday nights, basically from 6 to 7:15, starting August 21st. And then we have Saturday games starting August 24th from 9 to 10:30. And if you want to get signed up for either one of that flag league, and then additionally we have our tackle league. Okay, that starts a little bit earlier. Okay, our tackle league starts on August 6th, so that's, you know, getting closer all the time too. And you got a simple way to do that is to go to our Facebook page, and on our Facebook page there is a link which you can go to. It's actually Sports Engine. A lot of people that have kids are familiar with Sports Engine, and get your kid registered. And on our Facebook page, Wade, is our complete schedule, okay, kind of almost day by day or week by week, for both our 5-6 tackle league and our 3-4 flag league.
Okay, so what's the Facebook page if people are looking for it? Just Beaver Dam Youth Football.
Beaver
correct?
Dam Youth Football, right?
Okay.
Beaver Dam Youth Football.
All right, we're talking. Go ahead.
It's pretty simple. You just click on. There's a, like I said, there's a link there for registration. You just click on the link, and it should take you right to the procedure for registration on Sports Engine.
Okay, again, and what are the age groups? How early can kids start playing football through Beaver Dam Youth Football?
We have a third and fourth grade, you know, kids that are going to be in third and fourth grade this fall, okay, is our flag league. And then our tackle league is for fifth and sixth graders entering fifth and sixth grade this fall. And we also, by the way, along with that, we offer a youth camp. We partner with Brock Lindy, our head coach at the high school, and our high school players. We have a camp on July 23rd and 24th, and that's for any kids from that are entering third through the sixth grade, okay? And it runs in the afternoon from 2 to 4 in the afternoon on July 23rd and 24th. Now, the kicker there a little bit is you got to get your kid registered by July 16th if you want that free T-shirt, okay? The T-shirt comes with the camp, but I got to have the registration in by July 16th in order to get them. So the high school players are actually the kind of the coaches. Like I said, we partner with Coach Lindy and to organize that. And then the high school players are a big part of that as they work with the kids on different skills and drills for football improvement and just have fun.
Sure. You know, the youth football program, obviously Coach Lindy and his staff at the high school level have been working hard, and, you know, the football program has been on the rise, but also, you know, the commitment to people at the youth level, Kurt, right, have been really, you know, teaching safe, fundamentally sound football. It really makes a difference when you get to that high school level.
Yeah, you know, our motto, our mission has always been to teach the fundamentals of football in a safe and fun environment. And that's what it is, okay? We want to introduce the kids to the game. We want them to have fun doing it, number one, so that they keep wanting to do it, you know, and we want them to teach them the fundamentals, you know, that they learn the proper way, the safest way to tackle, the proper way to catch a football, to throw a football, to carry a football, you know, and to block, okay, and tackle is, of course, of primary importance for safety. And that's our function. You know, that's our mission is to make this a safe and fun thing for kids. There is a big change for our 5th and 6th grade program this year. I can elaborate on that, Wade.
Yes, go ahead. Let us know.
All right, so in the past, our 5th and 6th grade tackle program was all internal. We played on Saturday mornings here. We'd formulate anyway from 4 to 6 teams, and we would play each other. And it's been great, okay? It's a big positive to that is that kids play a lot, okay? They're usually, you know, only one or two subs on a team, so they're getting a lot of reps on offense and defense. But as things progress through time, there's been a kind of a little bit of a push, you know, and an interest in maybe we should travel and play other towns. Our 7th and 8th grade obviously has been doing that for a long time, and they belong to an organization called the Badger Alliance. So we investigated this winter about the possibility of moving our 5th and 6th grade into a travel-type situation like the 7th and 8th grade. And we are welcomed by the Badger Alliance, also has a 5th and 6th grade level where kids can to play, you know, on a travel league. So we have decided to join that. And there's a lot of excitement about that, about the opportunity for the 5th and 6th graders, you know, to play other towns. And it's very similar teams that our 7th and 8th grade has been playing. In fact, it's the same organization. It's just the 5th and 6th grade part of it. And we're going to have 7 games this year on Saturdays. Our first game is August 24th. Then we'll take the weekend off for Labor Day weekend. Then we play 6 more games after that. And I just got the schedule the other day, and the schedule maker was kind to us. We have 4 home games this year and only 3 on the road. So we only have to travel 3 times. Our games will continue to be at the high school, on the high school field. Weather permitting, and we will play at 9 o'clock will be our 6th grade game, and at 10:30 our 5th grade game, and it's like I said, it's pretty exciting. Our farthest travel, I know people are concerned always about travel a little bit, but I'm looking at our schedule, I think our farthest travel will be Lodi, okay, which is a little less than an hour away, so...
Yeah, that's yeah. Great. Again, so if people are looking for more information, the best if you go to Beaver Dam Youth Football on Facebook. There's a link to pretty much everything you talked about in some capacity right there, isn't there?
Yeah, you bet. And the other quick thing I want to put in there, you'll also find on our Facebook page, there's an organization called the Flatdale. Our Flatdale organization is a fundraising arm for all of our youth football in Beaver Dam, our youth, our middle school, our high school. And the Flattail has an outing coming up on August 4th. You can find all the information for the Flattail outing. That fundraiser, you don't have to be a golfer, obviously. We do golf that day. I think, Wade, you've been there.
I have.
Yep. And we fundraise. We have the normal things that a fundraiser does. So if you're interested in being a part of that, or if you're interested in just helping to raise funds for that, to be a sponsor, because we have different levels of sponsorship, for that, you know, we'd love to have you get involved with that, too. And, again, that's all posted on our Facebook page, too.
All right. Before you know it, we'll be talking about games and training camps and things like that. Kurt, I appreciate it. And, again, the development of football in the community starts at the youth level. We appreciate all you and all the coaches and everybody involved with it do to kind of, you know, keep the football program growing here in Beaver Dam. Kurt, thanks for the time, and we will chat very, very soon, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, thank you, Wade. I really appreciate the opportunity to get out on the radio with you. Thanks again.
All right, see you later. It's Kurt Gruenwald from Beaver Dam Youth Football this morning on 95.3 WBEV.
From the Slumberland Furniture Studio, this is 95.3 WBEV Beaver Dam, a Good Karma Brands radio station.